If you would, turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 50. Psalm chapter 50. One of the classic mistakes that we oftentimes make is we have an exaggerated view of ourselves and a deflated view of God. Well, this particular psalm reminds us that that oftentimes translates in our giving. Why do you give? Well, it's because God needs something, obviously. Well, the psalm reminds us that that's not true. We pick up at the very beginning of Psalm chapter 50 in verses 1 through 6, relate to us his grandeur. Puts things in perspective. How great is God? Well, pretty great. We begin by verse 1. The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken. He summoned the earth from rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty God has shown forth. May our God come and not keep silence. Fire devours before him. It is very tempestuous around him. He summons the heavens above, the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens declares righteousness. For God himself alone is judge. Hear, O my people, I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I shall take no young bull out of your house, nor male goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird of the mountain, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and all it contains. Shall I eat of the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of male goats? No, that's not what I'm looking for. In this one small verse, he tells us what he's looking for. You see, you and I don't give out of God's need. We give because we're thankful for what he's done for us. 2 Corinthians makes it clear, and you don't need to turn there, but in particular, chapter 9, verse 7, just nails it, doesn't it? God loves a cheerful giver. What God is looking for, and what he states in that particular text is that God wants you to give according as you have purposed in your heart. And he wants you to give from the heart. Out of a gratitude for all that he's done for you. Because all that you have is that which he's given to you. In him we live and breathe and have our existence. So what does God want? Verse 14, mark it well. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Pay your vows to the Most High. And recognize that he's the one that controls everything. Verse 15. You call upon him in the day of trouble. He'll rescue you. You're not going to rescue God. He'll rescue you. And you will honor him in this. We honor God by recognizing him for who he is. He is a controller of all things. He is a provider of all things. Give thanks. Father, we give you thanks today because you are God. There's truly no one like you. We come humbly before your presence and we acknowledge that you are great and we are not. You are perfect. And we are not. You are the provider, and we cannot, but we can give you thanks for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.